the setup and use as easy as possible. Chapter 2, How to Set Up Your Echo Dot. Setting up your new Amazon Echo Dot may seem like a tedious task, but it can be done in a matter of minutes with the right know-how and an easy step-by-step instruction guide to help you. Luckily for you, I have the steps right here in this audiobook. It should be noted that your Amazon Echo Dot can identify and respond to four different words. The default word is Alexa, which I will use throughout this book as its basic word. A lot of people prefer this because Alexa is a name and makes your device seem more human than the other words. The other three words are Amazon, Echo, and Dot. Consider what words you use most in daily conversation to help you pick your Amazon Echo Dot's name. For example, if you say Dot a lot throughout your day, you may not want to choose that as your Amazon Echo Dot's name because it will constantly pick up your saying the word. Take a moment to consider what word will work best for you. You can always change it from the Alexa app on your phone whenever you want to. We'll get into the Alexa app in a later section. Step 1. Open the package. Sure, this seems like common knowledge, but there are people out there that don't open boxes unless the instructions tell them to. Slide out the small black box, open it, and inside you'll see the Amazon Echo Dot staring at you from its cozy little cradle. Yes, the small hockey puck is the Amazon Echo Dot, so pull it out and pull out some of the other parts, which include the power cord, the power brick, and a few booklets. You'll notice a few things about your new device right away. On top, you'll notice four buttons, a mute button, a volume up button, a volume down button, and what's called its action button, the buttons with the singular dot in the center. If you bought a Generation 1 Amazon Echo Dot, then the top will be slightly different. Instead of the volume up and volume down buttons, you'll notice the top part of the device rotates. This is how you adjust the volume on the Generation 1 models. Aside from that, the top designs are identical. Take a few moments to inspect it and familiarize yourself with it. Step 2. Connect your Amazon Echo Dot to a power source. Again, this step may seem unnecessary for some of you listeners, but it's an important step. Connect the micro USB end of the power cord into the back of your Amazon Echo Dot and the USB end to the power brick it came with, and then plug the brick into the wall. For those of you unfamiliar with these terms, fit the ends of the power cords into whichever hole they fit, and you're good to go. As soon as you plug in your Amazon Echo Dot, you'll notice a blue light fades in around the edges of the device. This shows the device is preparing for setup and will take a moment or two to complete. Step 3. Connect your Amazon Echo Dot to your Amazon account. While your Amazon Echo Dot starts up, go to your phone's application store, the App Store, Google Play, or the Amazon App Store, and download the Amazon Alexa app. This is the app that will let you set up and control your Amazon Echo Dot. Once that's downloaded, open the app and sign into Amazon on the app. When your Amazon Echo Dot has prepared itself, it will begin talking to you right away and give you instructions on where to find setup instructions on the app. Step 4. Connect your Amazon Echo Dot to your phone. Once you're in the app, go to the menu, the three lines in the upper left-hand corner of your phone screen, and go down to the Settings button. This will bring up a page with all Alexa devices connected to your Amazon account. Near the bottom of the list will be Set Up a New Device option. Clicking this will allow you to register your device to your Amazon account and let you begin setting it up. Once you click Set Up a New Device, the app will have you choose between the different makes and models of Alexa-connected devices. If you purchased an Amazon Echo Dot, click the Amazon Echo Dot button. If you've purchased any other device, click the corresponding button to continue. The app will ask you to choose the language in which the instructions will be presented. Go ahead and choose that and click Continue. At this point, the app will instruct you to press and hold the Action button, the button with the single dot in the center on top of your Amazon.